Jesus stepped into a boat and crossed over and came to his own town. Some men brought to him a paralytic man lying on a mat. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic,
"Take heart, son, your sins are forgiven."
At this, some of the teachers of the law said to themselves,
"This fellow is blaspheming."
Knowing their thoughts, Jesus said,
"Why do you entertain evil thoughts in your hearts? Which is easier, to say your sins are forgiven, or to say, get up and walk? But so that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins."
Then he said to the paralytic,
"Get up, take your mat and go home."
And the man got up and went home. When the crowd saw this, they were filled with awe. Oh, now you're the crowd. You need to be filled with awe. Can you gasp? That was good. Let's try that again. When the crowd saw this, they were filled with awe. And they praised God who had given such authority to men. As Jesus went on from there, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the tax collector's booth.
"Follow me,"
he told him. And Matthew got up and followed him. While Jesus was having dinner at Matthew's house, many tax collectors and sinners came and ate with him and his disciples. When the Pharisees saw this, they asked his disciples,
"Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?"
On hearing this, Jesus said,
"It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. But go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice. For I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners."